smeared on the gray stone walls with some red, sticky fluid. Possibly Gilman ought to not have studied so hard. Non-Euclidean calculus and quantum physics are enough to stretch any brain. And when one mixes them with folklore and tries to trace a strange background of multidimensional reality behind the ghoulish hints of the gothic tales and the wild whispers of the chimney corner, one can hardly expect to be wholly free from mental tension. Gilman came from Haverhill, but it was only after he had entered college in Arkham that he began to connect his mathematics with the fantastic legends of elder magic. Something in the air of the hoary town worked obscurely on his imagination. The professors at Miskatonic had urged him to slacken up and had voluntarily cut down his course at several points. Moreover, they had stopped him from consulting the dubious old books on forbidden secrets that were kept under lock and key in a vault at some university library. But all these precautions came late in the day, so that Gilman had some terrible hints from the dreaded Necronomicon of Abdul al-Hazred, the fragmentary Book of Ibn, and the suppressed Unaussprechlichen Kulten of von Jünst to correlate with his abstract formula on the properties of space and the linkage of dimensions known and unknown.